Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Hey, it's Delilah. I hope you are looking forward with anticipation to springtime, to all the beauty that abounds in spring, and love, love that is ever new in spring. Today, let's explore some of those new love stories. Heather, thank you for calling. Who are you thinking of?
I'd like to tell you just a unique story, just a little one. I met my boyfriend about 8 months ago, and he stole my heart from the moment I met him. You know, he gave me a rose on our first date. And it's a very big step for my parents to let somebody involved in my life. And they've taken to my boyfriend, Chet, like nobody else. My dad adores him, and my mom loves him to death. I've never had that before. I've been through heartaches and everything. My parents have always been, like, very, you know, stay away from men. And they just took to him, and he's just touched my heart so much, Delilah, and brings tears to my eyes every time I tell this story.
So your folks like this one?
Yeah.
That's a very, 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 very good sign.
My dad, most of all, because he's just taken to him more than any other person I've ever brought into my family's life. I listen to you every night on the way home from work, and you're so excellent. Like, I adore you.
Well, if you knew me, really, I mean, outside of the nice person I am on the radio, if you knew the not so nice person I can be off the radio, you wouldn't be so impressed, hon. Trust me on that one.
I'll tell you the truth, Delilah. You touch my heart every time I listen to you.
Well, thank you. My prayer every night is, and I know this sounds sappy and corny and people go, oh, there she goes again. But I really do pray every day that God would use me, even if it's in a teeny tiny little way, to make somebody's life a little more joyful, a little sweeter, a little more focused on the good in life, a little more Mr. Rogerish and less, you know, focused on terrorism and war and deficits and the sad things going on.
I just wanted to say thank you so much, especially for all your listeners. You're such a beautiful person, Delilah, and I really hope that you continue to touch people's hearts.
Thank you, sweetie. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for calling. This is Delilah, who's with me on the phone lines.
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. What can I do for you on this spring night?
I was wondering if you could play a song for my girlfriend, Jen.
What do you want to tell Jen?
I love her very, very much, and I'm so lucky to have found her.
How long have you known Jen?
We've been dating about 7 months, and it has just been the most whirlwind of fun. And my family loves her, and my friends love her, and I love her family and her friends. And we have just had so much fun together.
So where did you meet?
We met online.
And this is a happily ever after.
It is.
I love that. Most online calls I get aren't happily ever after.
This is definitely a happily ever after.
Oh, good for you. How old are you?
I am 29.
Oh, my God. You've got such a cute little voice. You've got a cute little face, too, huh? You're one of those people that when you're 60, you're going to look like you're about 25.
That's my mom. She's not 60 yet, but she looks 25.
Yep. You got the same cute little face and a cute little voice and a sweet, sweet personality.
Thank you.
I will play a song for you. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
What can I do for you, honey?
Well, I'm in kind of a weird position, but I just want to profess the deepest love I've ever had for anybody on this planet in over 50 years to someone, and I've never felt this way before and can't really even explain it.
So why is this a weird position? This is a wonderful position.
It's a wonderful position, but it's just we can't necessarily be together yet exactly the way we want to be. It's a touchy thing, and I'm trying to be careful, but I really want her to know. The first 4 months were great. Then we went through a period of 6 weeks where there was absolutely no contact allowed, which was the most horrifying time of my life. And recently, the last week has been unbelievable. You know, we're not clear. We got some few hills to climb, but I really, truly believe that God and everybody's behind us. I just know it's meant to be. I really do. And I'm trying to be patient.
Patience doesn't sound like it's your strong point.
It's not. And how did you know that?
I'm just guessing that you've been climbing the walls, checking the phone, praying, saying, God, just give me a sign, Lord. Let a bird fly overhead right now.
You're hilarious.
Okay, maybe not right now, but any time in the next 10 minutes, if a bird makes a noise in the next 10 minutes, I'll take that as a sign that it's meant to be.
I'm sitting in a McDonald's parking lot. I don't know if a bird is going to come by.
Throw a French fry out the window and see how fast one shows up.
I'll do whatever it takes.
You got a bad, honey.
I do.
So what is so unique about this woman that you are willing to walk across, you know, burning sand?
She asked me that today because she just looked at me and said, why? And the coolest part of it is there is no explanation. That's why.
Cheryl, hi, this is Delilah. What can I do for you?
I wanted to tell my friend Curtis, who I think fate just brought us back together. We were childhood friends. How much I love him. I was going through a really weird time in my life, and I'm in the middle of getting a divorce, and 2 days after my husband left, I get a letter, and I was never even looking for him, and he wasn't looking for me, and we just found each other again, and we're so happy.
So your husband and you split up, and shortly thereafter, what happened?
I got a letter from my friend, Hillary, and she said that she knew where Curtis was. And Hillary was my best friend as a child, and she was dating this guy, Curtis, off and on. And when Curtis and I did hang out, we were like the best of friends. We were like girlfriends. It was really weird, but he was a guy, and we just got along perfect. And then I moved, and I didn't know to keep in touch with him. I didn't know that he cared, and then Hillary moved also, and then she found me and told me that she knew where he was. And now the two of us have been talking, and every time I hear his voice, I just...
So wait. His ex-girlfriend set you two up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just the most wonderful thing in the world, and I was never even looking for it. And I'm just so happy. I can't sleep. All I think about is him, and I thank God for bringing him back to me. I really do. It's been the most wonderful thing ever.
Listen to you. Well, you have definitely been bit by the love bug, girl, so you go enjoy that, and I will play a song for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi, Brianna. Welcome aboard. How can I help you to have a better night tonight?
My boyfriend is on my mind tonight. He lives 2,000 miles away. And we've been dating for 9 months, and we've been long distance for 7. And he just has been so amazing through it all, loving me unconditionally. And I could never ask for somebody better.
All right. How did you meet that you only dated 2 months before he moved away?
So we had known each other all through high school. So we knew each other for 4 years, and then we went to prom together, he asked me, and we spent the first couple months of summer together, and we just weren't ready to let it go.
So did he move to go to college?
His family moved out there, so he had to go with them.
And how old are you, and how old is he?
We're 19.
So you're old enough to make this thing work. You're mature enough to realize that you can still stay in touch via long distance.
Yes.
And does he have the qualities that you would hope for in somebody long term?
He really, really does.
And that's why you're going to make it work.
We are sure going to try.
Even though you're missing him like crazy.
I am missing him like crazy, but he comes to visit every couple of months. He's always making that effort, even though I'm unable to go there at the moment. And he's actually coming here this Friday. I'm going to pick him up from the airport, so I'm very excited.
I will play a song for you that'll help your heart stay close even though you're far apart.
Thank you.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Delilah. I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.